We're going to turn tonight to our hymn books to commence our final night of our week of prayer to 131, please. 131, you'll find it on the page 228. Tremendous words, this hymn by Francis Bevan, "No More Veil, God Bids Me Enter by the New and Living Way." We'll take time to sing the whole hymn, and let's stand together as we worship the Lord, please. Seek his blessing and his presence even tonight in this, our final night of our week of prayer. Just as we've needed the Lord in previous evenings, so we need him afresh this evening to draw near and to go with us, even for this hour of worship. We pray, our loving God and gracious Father in heaven, that as we draw near to thee in our Saviour's precious and all-prevailing name, that, Lord, thou wouldst be pleased to draw near to these hearts of ours, and thou wouldst be pleased to bless us even tonight in this place where prayer is wont to be made. O our God, we rejoice in the privilege of being found in thy presence. Lord, in thy presence there is the fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And we pray tonight that we might know something of the pleasures of Christ, that we might know something of the delight and the joy of fellowshipping with thee. We remember how Christ asked the disciples, could they not watch with him 1 hour? And we pray, our Father, tonight that thou wilt give us that grace even to prevail in the place of prayer this evening. Help us, Lord, to seek thy face, to pour out the burden of our hearts even afresh before thee this evening, as we have done on previous nights in this place. And we pray, O God, that we might indeed go away with that joy in our heart, even as Hannah did, knowing that the Lord has heard, knowing that we have those desires that we have sought from thee. We pray, our Father, tonight that thou wilt visit us in this house. Lord, as our faces differ, we often pray it, Lord. So do our needs. And, O God, we pray for every home that's represented. We pray for every individual that's found in this place. And we ask, O God, that thou wouldst minister to every individual heart this evening. Lord, thou dost know us all together. There's no hiding from thee. There's not a word in our mouth. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. We pray, Father, this evening, that thou wilt minister to these hearts of ours. O God, we acknowledge tonight that we're so prone to wandering. We can often say with the words of the hymn writer, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. And we pray tonight for a turning of our footsteps to walk closer with Christ. We pray for a deepening of our love for the Saviour, for a growing tonight in grace and in the knowledge of our blessed Redeemer. And our Father, we pray tonight that thou wouldst, Lord, revive these hearts of ours. As the psalmist prayed for that little reviving, even as in his bondage, Lord, so would we. O come and refresh us. O come and draw us out after thee, we pray thee. And cause us, Lord, tonight to know that blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. We pray, our Father, this evening that thou wilt remember those who would long to be here and yet circumstances don't permit them to join with us. Some, Lord, are laid aside, and we pray tonight that thou wouldst minister to them. We ask, O God, that they might know the touch of the great physician. We have been reminding thee, especially this week, of our brother James. And we pray again for him this evening, that thou wouldst bless him there at home, and that thou wouldst graciously draw near to him and encourage him, we pray, in the Lord. And grant our Father that he will know the touch of the great physician this evening. Remember me, and remember the rest of the family too. Lord, bless them. We pray of thee in these days. O God, we're very mindful tonight of those of our congregation, those who have suffered bereavement, those families connected with this work of God here, whose hearts are heavy, and Lord, who miss keenly that loved one that has been taken from them. And we pray, our Father, tonight that comfort and grace and help would be given. Oh God, we thank Thee tonight. We have a Saviour who cares. We have a Saviour who cried, even as He mourned the loss of His friend Lazarus. And oh, our Father, we pray that those who are bereaved might know the comfort, might know the sustaining grace and the help of our Redeemer, even this evening. So, Father, tonight, come and bless us. Remember our young people. We thank Thee, Lord, for the many of them gathered out tonight. We pray, Lord, that this night they might, Lord, like us, that each one of us will be taught of Thee how to pray. That, Lord, Thou wilt help us in the place of prayer. That Thou wilt bless them. And, O God, that work of grace will be deepened in each young heart and young life, we pray Thee. And we pray, our Father, that Thou wilt bless them. And that, Lord, they might walk with God in their youth. And that they might be a testimony, even to a sinful and a dying world. So, Father, help us and bless us tonight. Bless us just now as we come around the word of the Lord. Grant, our Father, we know Thy help and Thy guidance as we turn to the Scriptures. We pray in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. We're turning tonight to Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27. And we're going just to read some of the verses even of this chapter. We're going to commence reading at verse 1, reading down to the end of verse 4. And then we'll recommence our reading even from verse 19 down to the end of the verse 29. So Genesis 27 then commencing to read at the opening verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And then we'll turn to verse 19. You know the portion well, I'm sure, how that Jacob is sent in to take the blessing. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Amen. We'll end our reading there at the end of verse 29, and we'll look to the Lord to bless the public reading of his word. Just as we come to the word tonight, we welcome each and every one that's with us. We're delighted to have you. We're delighted to have members of our Young People's Fellowship with us. And if you're joining with us remotely, we're delighted to have you join with us this evening. We want to look for a few moments at this portion of God's Word. And I want to look at the thought of Jacob obtaining the blessing. Jacob obtaining the blessing. And while this is a chapter, men and women, of deception, and shows Jacob and Rebekah's lack of faith in the promises of God and in his sovereign purposes, if we were just but for a few moments to lay the most of that background aside, I believe that there is, even in these verses, a wonderful picture of Jacob receiving the blessing from his father Isaac, and how you and I can receive blessing from our Heavenly Father. I would like to show you, there's just two thoughts I really want to leave with you, even this evening, just for a short time. And let me show you, firstly, the blessing that Jacob received. And we read of that in verse 28 and verse 29. It's a threefold blessing. And I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 28, there is the thought of prosperity. Speaking of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and the plenty of corn and wine. And the dew of heaven reminds us, men and women, of freshness. It surely speaks to us of vitality and also of life. And I'm reminded tonight of a God of whom it is recorded in Isaiah 35 that he can make the desert to rejoice and to blossom even as the rose. Fruitfulness, the favor of heaven, to be fed upon the finest of the wheat, so to speak. These are the blessings that are mentioned here in verse 29 under the prosperity that God will give even to Jacob. I want you to notice also in verse 29, the second blessing that is mentioned here is that blessing of power or even of authority. Notice the wording there, let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Surely tonight it grieves our hearts as we look over our nation and a people that have surely lost this power and authority with God. You see, men and women, as a nation, we have set aside the secret of our once greatness with God. I'm reminded tonight of Deuteronomy 28 and the verse 13. And if you turn up that portion, you'll see a very solemn word, and I believe it describes our nation in the main, even this evening. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. You see, in Deuteronomy, in those opening verses, God is showing them the blessings that would be theirs if they obeyed his commandment. But the opposite would be the case. If they turned aside from the word of God, if they rebelled against the commandment of God, they would not be the head, but they would rather be the tail, and others would have power and authority over them. And men and women, Tonight, that's what's happening even in our nation. We're no longer the head. We are now the tail. And others, it would seem, has authority upon us. But in the life of Jacob, if you turn over to Genesis chapter 32 and the verse number 28, there we read, even of Jacob, where the Lord speaks to him and he says, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And here was just the fulfilling of the promise that was made here in Genesis chapter 27 and the verse number 28, where it's spoken of as having power and authority with God. But there was a third strand to the blessing. And we read of that in the verse number 29. And we read there these words, "Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." And what's spoken of here is surely the protection even of the Lord. This is the very same promise that God had made to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12. You can look it up. And the verse number 3, Genesis chapter 12, and the verse number 3, where it's recorded there, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." And the Lord is actually saying here that he would be a friend to all Jacob's friends, whilst he would be an enemy to all those who would be the enemies of Jacob. And isn't it a wonderful truth tonight that we can say with the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8 that if God be for us, who can be against us? So here's the blessing. The blessing of Jacob. A blessing of prosperity, a blessing of power, a blessing of God's protection. But what I want to show you tonight is why it was or how it was that Jacob even obtained this blessing. Now tonight, if we think a little of the context, I've told you to not to think of that, but for a moment, let's just think of the context of this chapter. And Jacob was certainly an individual who was most unworthy of his father's blessing. Even after he met with God at Bethel in Genesis 28, and even after he faced that meeting with Esau some 20 years after their separation one from another, he had to admit, even in Genesis 32 and verse 10, that he was not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which the Lord had showed unto him, his servant. Also, maybe perhaps Jacob, when he came into this room that night, he thought that the blessing was for another. Surely the blessing is really for Esau's, for Esau. How could he expect this blessing? Yet as we read here in the verse number 22 of Genesis 27, we see how that he goes before his father with boldness and with confidence. And I wonder tonight, is there one in the building here or even joining us remotely? And that's how you may feel. You think the blessings maybe are for others and not for you. And as you come to this season of prayer, perhaps you feel unworthy to come before your Heavenly Father. And Satan, the false accuser of the brethren, would accuse you even tonight. But I'm reminded of that precious little poem, I would call it. "Though Satan may accuse, of evils I have done, I know them all and thousands more. Jehovah findeth none." And so tonight I want to show you in closing the two reasons why Jacob obtained this blessing. Even though he may have come in fear, even though he may come as a man who felt his unworthiness, even though he may felt it was a blessing for someone else, I want you to notice he obtained the blessing coming in the person of another. He came in the person of another. He came in the person of the favored son. And it's very clear as we read this chapter that Isaac favored Esau while Rebekah favored Jacob. Esau was Isaac's favorite. And so here we have, what a wonderful picture it is. Here we have Jacob coming in the person of another, coming as though he is Esau. And that reminds me tonight of Christ, the Father's beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Christ tonight is the delight of God the Father, and we may come in prayer through him to our Heavenly Father. I want you to notice also that he came in the person of his elder brother. Three times in this chapter that truth is underlined. In verse 1, notice it, Isaac called Esau his eldest son. In verse 15, notice that Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Isaac. While in verse 42, the words of Esau and his desire to kill his brother Jacob, the words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. And believer, tonight, Christ is our elder brother. We are part of God's family. We're part of the household of faith. And tonight, we are adopted by God's grace into God's family, whereby we are received into the number, and we have all the rights and the privileges tonight of the sons of God. We are the heirs of, joint heirs of Christ. And tonight we come in his name before our Heavenly Father. We come tonight in the name of the one, the person who is the favored one of heaven, the one who is our elder brother, the creator of the universe, the one before whom the angels bow in adoration, praise, and in worship. And furthermore, Christ is the one whose throne is forever and forever. And tonight we are accepted in this beloved one. I don't want you to miss the words of verse 22. Notice them with me. Where Isaac says, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And tonight as we come to pray, men and women, in heaven our voice is heard. But it is Christ who presents our prayers to the Father. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And therefore, Christian, tonight, come with boldness. Come with great confidence. Because tonight we can obtain blessings from our Heavenly Father's hand because of Christ, our elder brother, coming in his name. I'm very fond of poems. I hope I don't regret it, as I believe the Apostle Paul did. But let me take you to another little poem with very precious words to sum up this point. So near, so very near to God, I cannot nearer be. For in the person of his Son, I am as near as he. So dear, so very dear to God, I cannot dearer be. The love which, with which he loves his Son, such is his love for me. Jacob knew the blessing coming in the person of another. I want you to notice finally that Jacob obtained the blessing clothed in the raiment of another. Notice the words of verse 15. We're told how that Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. In other words, Jacob is clothed in the garment of Esau. But tonight, child of God, we are arrayed in a better robe than even this goodly robe of Esau could ever be. As Isaiah 61 reminds us, we are clothed with the garments of salvation. Christ has covered us with the robe of his righteousness. And like the prodigal son tonight, we are clothed with the best robe. But I want you to notice the smell that's mentioned here in verse 27. And he came near and he kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And he blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed." You know, that reminds me tonight of that precious truth in Ephesians 5 and 2. How that the Lord Jesus Christ has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice, for a sweet-smelling savour unto God. And because of his life, and because of his death tonight, we have the same grounds even to come before our Heavenly Father and to expect blessings at his gracious hand. Oh, the grounds of Jacob's obtaining the blessing. It was upon the person and the garments of another. And we obtain God's blessing because of our relationship to Christ and because of Christ's work for us. And so tonight, child of God, come with confidence. Come with boldness, even to the throne of grace. That's why we sung, and with this I close, those words earlier in our meeting. All the worth I have before him is the value of his blood. I present when I adore him, Christ the firstfruits unto God. Him with joy doth God behold. Thus is my acceptance told. Trust the Lord will bless those few thoughts even to our hearts this evening. We're going to just change the format just to allow our young people to leave us this evening for their time of prayer. And so we'll turn again to our hymn books, to the hymn number 113. The hymn number 113. And we'll just sing a couple of verses of this. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 5. Verses 1, 2, and 5, standing to sing. And as we sing the verse 5, could our young people please leave the meeting this evening to go to the complex for their time of prayer. Verses 1, 2, and 5.
Oh,
As we come to prayer, could I ask our brother Ray McConnell if he would kindly lead us off? And sorry, Ray, I hope to get speaking to you previous to this announcement, but if you'd lead us, please, in prayer, and I'll bring the time to a close. Thank you.